kind of give us the evolution of the YMCA as it relates to Mercer County? And the modern history that I talk about is pre-1990. So can you take us along kind of the journey you've been able to witness in all this?
Well, it's like, I mean, we were just talking, our kids started with the YMCA above City Hall way back in the late 70s, early 80s. And, you know, then we progressed to our initial project that was finished in 92, approximately 92. And that was quite a facility that we felt great about, but we outgrew it, you know. And now we've got this facility, which is amazing, you know, that when we first thought about it, you just thought, this is quite a mountain to climb. But we've got there. And now we've just got to finish the capital campaign part, or the endowment part, just to make sure it continues to be maintained in the future.
And can you speak to the quality of life component in all of this and what this means to the greater community, I guess?
Well, it's a broad spectrum of health benefits, not only for the preschool and the infants and kids, you know, as they develop, but all the way up to the elderly, having a place that they can exercise, you know, and that it's a year-round thing where they can work out, they can have classes, they can have the child care that's needed for younger couples. So it's a wide range of services that it's really impressive for this size community.
Yeah, and do you have the same excitement when you talk about when this facility originally opened in 1992, and now you see the expansion basically doubling the sizes? I mean, the excitement is equal for you.
Oh yeah, it's even a greater excitement. You know, like I said, it's a surprise, and it's like we really can do this if you have enough people, and there's enough good people in Mercer County and citizens that have gotten behind it. And have helped, because it's a community effort, that's for sure.